Why don't you state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
All right, it's Anthony Joseph Garcia, 253-999.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, and sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel lead today, okay?
All right.
Sir, also with us representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole office is Mr. Turner. Prior to your hearing today, Mr. Garcia, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Let's see that again.
Prior to today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of the board hearing, this hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay. On that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or you represented yourself today, sir?
No attorney.
So you represented yourself today?
Yeah.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so well?
Yes, sir.
I do, and also at this time, I need to make an amendment to the warrant.
Okay.
Included in the packet is the PRC agreement. It is not notated on the front sheet.
Okay. So, they made an amendment to the warrant, and just going to explain it to you. Hopefully, you understand it, that they made an amendment to the warrant that they do have the PRC agreement attached to the warrant. However, it's not noted in the information that list was attached to the warrant on there. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Mr. Garcia? Okay. So the hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one. So you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the allegation on your warrant states that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to complete the 90-day ITH substance abuse program at PRC on or about April 19, 2018, as directed. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then, based on the admission of Mr. Garcia, I move to find that he was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Mrs. Rittenhouse, agreed Mr. Quinones, agreed Mr. Neal, and agreed Dr. Wright. So we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go over some information with you, sir. Then you'll have the opportunity to present whatever information you'd like to present to the board, okay?
All right,
Mr. Turner.
Mr. Garcia was released on 1/25/2018 and arrested on 4/19/2018 by ADC on tech warrant. No new charges. He was returned back to ADC on 4/19/2018 with a CSED of 11/25/2018, zero abscondes. Current conviction, 2009, theft means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. 2010, aggravated DUI, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2008, criminal damage, 1 year. 2009, commitment B, count one, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. 2009, commitment B, count two, disorderly conduct, 2 years, 6 months. 2010, aggravated DUI, 4 months. This is his third term in ADC. He has a CUIR score of 4.4, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. STG information, self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Eastside Folks from Silver City, New Mexico. Prior terms of supervision, there are none. Disciplinary, significant and lengthy with drugs, tampering with security device, possession, manufacturing of intoxicant, and theft noted. Other arrest, 2009, aggravated assault on a peace officer out of New Mexico, outcome was unknown. 2009, theft means of transportation, Arizona felony conviction probation. He has a GB score of G7, V8.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Mr. Garcia, I see that when you were released, you were approved at a residence with your father, Mr. Peter Garcia, at 618 Second Avenue in Safford. And then, looks like on March 15th, you were referred into the 90-day ITH program at PRC and accepted into the program on March 16th. Then that changed the residence to that program at 1275 West Scott Pass Boulevard in Tucson. Is that where the last place that you were staying at? Was that PRC, sir?
Yes, sir.
Did you work any time during that period?
No, sir.
Okay. So according to the information that we have here, which like on March 6th of 2018, you had an off-fluid screen test that resulted positive for amphetamines and methamphetamine. Sample was collected on February 20th. Then it looks like on April 3rd of 2018, they confirmed the test results for amphetamine positive 34.0 mg/mL, methamphetamine positive 58,582.7. Sample collected on February 20th of 2018, positive for amphetamine. They then put you in a program on March 27th. You were admitted to using heroin and expressed the need for help, but was referred to the methadone program. And then, looks like on April 19th, the PO spoke to you and about the UA results, and you admitted getting stressed and using drugs and then into using methamphetamine. So why were you put into a program and you continue to use drugs? Why did you relapse, and what's continuing, you know, your problem with relapsing, sir?
Being overwhelmed and vulnerable and stressed out. You know, I thought going to PRC would have been a good idea for me, but the type of environment that it wasn't good. You know, with so much drugs in there, and me being vulnerable, fresh off the streets, you know, I relapsed. I probably would have had a better chance of just trying to set me up on the streets and finding a job out there than going to PRC.
So were you doing, getting your meth and heroin inside of PRC? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. What was the question?
Were you getting the drugs and the meth inside of PRC?
Yes, there was meth and heroin in PRC.
Okay, is that where you were getting it from?
Yes.
So don't you have the opportunity and ability, sir, to refuse it if you wanted to?
Yes, I did. You know, like I said, I was still vulnerable, you know, coming off the streets with using drugs and going to a treatment center where there was more drugs. And, you know, I did have the opportunity to rest or go, but being an addict, you know, that was kind of hard being around a whole bunch of drugs.
Okay, what about the methadone treatment that you were referring to? What happened with that?
I tried methadone to try to keep me away from the drugs, but it didn't work.
Uh-huh. All right, so let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Seeing no questions coming from the board, sir, we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself, sir?
Is there anything that I would like to say?
Yes, sir.
I just would like to say thank you guys for taking the time to go over this hearing and
All right, well, Mr. Garcia, the board's going to go into discussion. So while the board's in discussion, we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. However, sir, I need you to remain on the line, but I need you to remain silent on the line so that you can hear the conversation taking place during the discussion, okay?
Okay. that, thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. The board is now into discussion. It appears that Mr. Garcia continued to use drugs, relapse. He says that he was under a lot of stress and the situation, the way things were going on, and he felt that there was drugs inside the PRC, which prompted him to relapse and continue to use drugs. However, he did have the ability to, if there were drugs there, to resist those drugs and turn around. P.O. was working with him. His P.O. did recommend him to refer him to methadone. However, Mr. Garcia says that the methadone really didn't work for him. So he just continued that. He'll be released on November 25th of 2018. I think that it would be in the best interest of the community that Mr. Garcia remains incarcerated, and hopefully between the time and the time that he's released on November 25th, that he works with his CO3 there and gets into a program, take any drug rehab program that may be available to him while he's incarcerated. And then when he's released, he'll be a productive citizen and have a program that's ready for him when he gets out. That is my opinion. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Okay, therefore, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Garcia, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, and Dr. Wright. So, Mr. Garcia?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on November 25th, 2018. So while you're incarcerated, take some time, work with your CO3, try to get involved in any drug rehab programs that they have during that period of time. And we hope that when you get out, sir, that you will be a productive citizen and not have any negative contacts with law enforcement. Mr. Garcia, I want to thank you for taking time to participate in your hearing today, sir. That is going to conclude your hearing.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.